This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through GEICO, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. One is a warrior. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that one.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
That most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away.
The moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
Don't always look to be led.
Right.
And when times are disgustingly hard, that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. I learned it's those times when even the hardest motherfuckers in the world are looking around for guidance. It's that one motherfucker. Be that one motherfucker.
Be that guy.
Be that one motherfucker. When even you're saying to yourself, boy, this sucks. I don't want to be here right now. And you're looking at all the guys' eyes around you. And you've seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The eyes just go down like, man, we're getting the out of here. This is brutal. Be that guy who finds the courage to say, you know what, man?
Let's do this.
Let's do this. So that's what that's the one big thing I learned. Be that one out of the warriors. Be the one motherfucker that says, fuck it.
Break free from self-doubt. Rise above the obstacles and show the world what you're truly capable of. Your time is now. Embrace it and make every moment count. There will be moments when you want to give up, but when you think about quitting, remember your why. You must remain consistent. You must remain focused because the pain you feel now is only temporary.
A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
What advice do you have for a young man in his 20s?
Make a plan. Look at what you're interested in. Get disciplined about something. Allow for the possibility that you have something important to contribute to the world, and that the world would be a lesser place without that contribution. Don't.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Be afraid of taking on responsibility. It's where you find what sustains you in your life. You can take on too much responsibility. You have to be cautious in that regard, but that's a less common problem than not taking on enough.
You must go, and you must identify what is success to you. What does a successful life look like to you? Once you identify those things, and once you align yourself with those things, then you must go after it with everything you have. It's a process that you must follow. There's no one-step formula for the process, but within the process, there must at least be thoughts.
I think working class guys, the whole bloody world rests on their shoulders. It really matters if they do a good job. And So a lot of working class guys come to my shows and they say, look, I've been listening to your lectures while I'm doing long haul trucking or while I'm working in my forklift, whatever. I think, great, man, get the hell out of it. Do your job properly.
Do it.
You bet. And do it right. Support your family. Man the hell up. Live a responsible life. And what you're doing is valuable. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but their wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You're crazy until you're successful, then you're a genius. And I think for a lot of people, when you know you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed, you're a weirdo, stop only making videos, like get a life, be realistic. People will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this. But then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel. And so I think you're crazy until you're successful. Then you're a genius.
You must be obsessed with the process. You must be obsessed to do the things on a daily basis that so many others refuse to do. They can't be you. They can't see you. They can't reach you. I do not want to see you reaching down to pull them up. You make them come up to your level because you went through all the pain. You went through all the suffering.
You be that warrior in that garden, all right? And you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell. It's hell. You're selling insurance or some other shit that you care zero about. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you've up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is you're trying to be an author, if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The Buffalo Chicken Sub has arrived at Penn Station East Coast Subs. It's got the kick, it's got the crunch, and it's packed with bold buffalo flavor, melty cheese, and perfectly grilled chicken. Only for a limited time. Name a better pair than buffalo and chicken. Fresh cut fries and freshly squeezed lemonade? How about all of the above? Order the new Buffalo Chicken Sub any way you like it at your nearest Penn Station location today. Order ahead online at penn-station.com for easy pickup. Or enjoy it hot off the grill for dine-in at Penn Station East Coast Subs.